If you've ever had a desk job that bored you silly, you may have daydreamed about starting your own business. Today's Foodstuffs, our regular look at food and food culture in New Hampshire, is about a couple who did just that and leapt into the world of ice cream that is made to order using liquid nitrogen. It started one night in June a few years back. Rita and Mark McCabe were sitting at home after a long day of work. Mark turned to Rita and said,
"Hey, is anybody at work talking about some show called Shark Tank?"
Shark Tank, the TV show where entrepreneurs try to sell shares of their business to investors.
And I said, "No, I never heard of it." He says, "Well, let's put it on." And so Jerry and Naomi Hancock came on.
"We're Naomi and Jerry Hancock, and our family business is Sub-Zero Ice Cream. And today we're going to blow you away. We're asking for $300,000.
That's the sound of Jerry Hancock blowing the investors away with a cloud of liquid nitrogen. Nobody turns into a block of ice, though. Liquid nitrogen evaporates almost instantly. Then they explain how they use liquid nitrogen to flash freeze cream into ice cream.
Within seconds, your ice cream goes from liquid to frozen. We never get tired of seeing people's reaction as they see their ice cream freeze right in front of their eyes. Kids love it.
So they make the pitch. I basically jump out of my chair, so did Rita, and we go, "Look at this. This is going to be awesome."
Rita and Mark McCabe had never started a business before. At the time, they were working for BAE Systems. Rita worked in export compliance, which is about as sexy as it sounds. But here was an opportunity to escape the cubicle.
You know, Mark and I were like, "Well, we can either stay here for the next 15 years and hope we don't get laid off, right? Or we can take the risk and opportunity and, you know, run with it and see what happens."
So they did some research, made some phone calls, visited the Hancocks out in Utah, and then they opened a Sub-Zero shop in Nashua, the first and only one in New England. Here, one of their employees sprays liquid nitrogen into a bowl of cream. He mixes it up, and within seconds, the ice cream is ready to scrape from the bowl into a cup or cone.
"Would you like any toppings like chocolate or caramel sauce or anything like that?"
Brendan Tarazzi of Nashua is a repeat customer here at Sub-Zero. He got the mint. He says he likes what Sub-Zero offers.
"It's different. It's way different than anything else. I mean, no other ice cream place freezes your ice cream. And like liquid nitrogen is kind of cool because like it's like really cold, you know?"
Very cold. The liquid nitrogen freezes the cream so quickly, air and ice crystals can't get in. Mark McCabe says this makes it creamier.
"Unless you use something that is colder than liquid nitrogen, you can't make a more dense, creamy ice cream."
Making ice cream with liquid nitrogen also plays well as a science lesson. Mark and Rita use it as a teaching tool everywhere from classrooms to assisted living facilities. Kids love the visual experiments, like what happens when a blown-up balloon is dipped in liquid nitrogen. Spoiler, it shrinks.
When we get to the middle school, high school, we get into all the formulas, the ideal gas law. We talk about evaporation, condensation.
Rita and Mark McCabe say Nashua's Sub-Zero is profitable at least in part because of events at schools and private parties. Cleanup is easy. No big freezers, just cream, flavor shots, toppings, and a tank of liquid nitrogen. Mark McCabe says the growth possibilities are exciting.
"Because this is like a whole new generation. This is a whole new century. This is like the future of ice cream." And it is.
As for their future, the McCabes say they're hoping to work with other would-be entrepreneurs to spread Sub-Zero ice cream across New England. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.